Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. You go grocery shopping and you come home with a stash of plastic bags. These thin, single-use bags are handy, but they can also become a problem. You see them stuck up in tree branches, blown in the wind, floating down the river, causing ecological harm. It's expensive for the city to clean them up. There is talk of a proposal going to city council to ban the bags, but no official language about this ordinance has been released yet. But other cities, like Austin, have already installed a bag ban, and they're getting results. This half hour, the bag ban. How will it work? How will people get used to it? What does it mean to you? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And joining us this half hour to talk this out, we've got Andrea Nocito. She is the mayor's appointee to the Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee. And we have Dia Campos. She is the HEB Director of Public Affairs. Welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
And so let me ask you, Dia, so over at HEB, you guys are in multiple cities. You're up in Austin. You're doing this in Austin. How's it working? What's the downside? What's the upside?
Yeah, HEB is very experienced in plastic bag bans. We worked really close with the city of Austin and equally as close with the city of Brownsville, which Brownsville was the first city to do this in the state. And, this is a ordinance that is extremely difficult on our customers in the front end of our operations in our stores. And so this is something that we want to look at really closely. We're really experienced in doing this. We believe that decreasing the use of plastic bags is essential, but how do we do that with great ease and really deep concern about the consumer?
So let me ask you, Andrea, since you're on the Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee, why have a bag ban? What's the environmental damage that we're seeing?
Well, there are a lot of things. First of all, there's the litter issue, which wreaks havoc on our waterways, including our major tourist attraction, the San Antonio River Shed. It causes the city a lot of money to clean that up. It also becomes a big maintenance issue. Plastic bags get caught in our third-party vendors' trash distribution belt, and the workers have to shut that off, unpull out the bags, and then start it back up again. That's a lot of maintenance costs. It's a lot of labor. Environmentally, in addition to those things winding up in waterways, we have them breaking down, but not completely biodegrading. So we'll have ducks and all kinds of critters eating and ingesting that plastic. It doesn't ever biodegrade in their stomach, and they're living with the ingestion of chemicals that are associated with plastics.
So when you say breaking down, you mean like shredding?
You'll see shards of plastic.
But not chemically breaking down.
Over time, with sun exposure, you might see some chemical release, and that winds up in our waterways and our toxins. And if we're eating any of those animals, it may wind up in our consumption.
Okay, well, as we expected, we are getting a lot of calls in on this, so we're going to get to the callers right away. The number is 614-8980, and Jody is on the line. Jody, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I'm a citizen, of course, of San Antonio, and I'm 100% for the bag ban. I've seen, several reports where marine mammals are dying because they're ingesting these undigestible plastics. And just, I spend a lot of time outdoors, see flat bags in our riverways and along the beaches. And I think, our citizenry has gotten a little bit complacent about these types of issues. And this is a good way to remind people that we all need to take a little bit of personal responsibility for the world we live in.
Okay, Jody, so you are for a bag ban. Your motivation is that you think it would be better for the environment.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks for calling and appreciate hearing your voice on that. Let's get Matt on the line. Matt, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. I'd just like to say it's weird the last caller just mentioned personal responsibility and complacency and in the same sentence supporting a law that is completely the opposite of that. Talk about personal responsibility. It's the individual citizen's responsibility to not litter. It's no one's right to tell HEB or any other business that they can't give customers a free plastic bag. That's just, I don't know what you want to call it. You can call it fascism. You can call it communism, whatever it is.
I wouldn't call it those things.
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want, but it's immoral. And it's the wrong direction. And I think more and more people are seeing that. And I think there's going to be a large opposition to this. Maybe not in Austin, but maybe here. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Matt. So we've got two pretty strong voices. Jody saying he's 100% for it. Matt says that this is immoral. But let's talk a bit more about how this would actually work. We don't know that yet, but Dia over at HEB, I mean, this is really going to fall on you're the big grocer in San Antonio. So I know the cashiers, tell me about they're the guys that have had to deal with the ire of the consumer.
They do. Our partners take the brunt of the complaints about the bag bans. But in both cities, if this were to go through, and honestly, no one from the city has officially contacted us about the proposed language or have asked for our opinion, so I can assume, based on the ordinances that I know of in Brownsville and in Austin, that if they're looking at an ordinance like that, Brownsville and Austin took a lot of time. We're talking multiple years moving towards an ordinance of educating consumers about the use of reusable bags and really promoting recycling. You know, one of our recommendations to the city is if you really want to change behavior and promote recycling, which is the right thing to do, we need to start in schools. We need to start with second graders and teaching them how to use reusable bags, shop with reusable bags, and to recycle plastics.
So there's got to be a huge city public awareness campaign on with that. And so, Andrea, I know you're on the city's environmental advisory committee, so have y'all discussed that?
Absolutely. I'd like to say, though, in other cities and other communities, particularly comparable cities to San Antonio, we haven't seen recycling rates, even with an aggressive outreach campaign, work. We haven't seen it even when that outreach campaign has been in dual languages. We've seen maybe 12%. And the city of San Antonio did do a pilot program back a year and a half ago, to see if we can encourage recycling rates. They put up some billboards in multiple languages and key districts and saying, don't forget to put that bag back at your retailer's bag collection site. Didn't really work. Wasn't very successful.
I'm not certain how the city can track soft plastic recycling when we don't have a soft plastic recycling program in the city of San Antonio. And at HEB's rate, the amount of bags, plastic bags that we are purchasing for the city of San Antonio for our stores, we are currently recycling at a 30% rate, which is actually really good compared to where
we were.
That's
what people are bringing
ago.
Them back in? Because I know there are bins That's where right. you can stick them back in.
We collect, every store in San Antonio has plastic, soft plastic recycling bins. We welcome everyone to bring any soft plastic into those bins. And we manage our own recycling, and we have to send those plastic bags off to Houston to be recycled.
Can I ask what happens to those bags once they're sent to Houston?
Absolutely. Those bags get turned into plastic benches that you see in some of our stores.
So they get shredded and repurposed.
Repurposed, exactly.
So into something else. So it doesn't end up in hitting some little sea turtle in the face and causing economic or environmental damage. We got so many calls. I got to get to these calls. The number is 614-8980. We definitely want to hear from you. You can email your comments also to thesource@tpr.org. We've heard some very extreme views so far about the debate about banning these plastic shopping bags that you get at the grocery store. I think this is coming to San Antonio. We just got to figure out how to make this work. Call in 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about a plastic bag ban that's being talked about for the city of San Antonio. With me in the studio, Andrea Nocito. She is the mayor's appointee to the Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee. And Dia Campos, she is HEB's Director of Public Affairs. And I've got a lot of calls to get to. People want to weigh in on this. So let's get Bob on the air. Bob, welcome to The Source.
I'm in charge of the Medina River cleanup. We cover 50 miles of the river right outside of San Antonio. It empties into the San Antonio River. One of our worst types of trash to pick up is to try to collect all those plastic bags that are floating down the river and get caught in the trees. Let me suggest a way, though, that you can – I don't think your pilot programs have been fashioned correctly. I think if you would offer people either a refund or as completely end plastic bags and have people purchase the permanent bags, the cloth bags, and what have you, as they go to check out. We spent a month in France this summer and found out that there weren't any plastic bags to be found. People would actually bring their own, or they would purchase one as they were checking out. It worked perfectly fine.
Okay, Bob, thanks for those comments. And I've participated in the Basura Bash that they have every year. And, yeah, those plastic bags are everywhere. But he says, you know, HEB, what, charging? I know that in some markets that's what they do. They charge 3-5 cents a bag. And that's when the consumers yell at the cashier.
Right. The one thing that we're really focused on is also giving away reusable bags and educating the community on how to care for them. One big issue with reusable bags is food safety. We want to make sure that we're packing food correctly and that consumers can take home their goods and the food be safe. And so education around the use of reusable bags is important. HEB in the city of San Antonio alone gives away about 200,000 reusable bags a year for free at every event we sponsor. We're giving these bags away. We're promoting them. But how can we really deepen our education along with the city, along with nonprofits, and showing the community really how to use them and how to care for them?
So, Andrea, we were talking during the break about how this thing could be rolled out. And this is not like, okay, the city council passed an ordinance starting tomorrow, no more plastic bags.
Right.
It's a long-term public education process. So what are y'all thinking?
The Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee is encouraging a phased approach. We have submitted some recommendations to City Council staff that considers a full ban, a heavy education component, much like what HEB did and took leadership upon in Brownsville. Did it donated money, spent a year, up to 2 years, educating the community, helping them form new habits, provided free bags to low-income households, which made a big dent in helping people feel secure about making that new habit and switching to a reusable bag. And so we think that would be a good way, as well as continuing to have the discussions in the community about why reusable bags are a better choice.
Okay, let's get Kim on the line. Kim goes to Brownsville, shops there. Kim, what's your experience?
Hi. The majority of my family lives in Brownsville, so I visit there quite often. And I've seen the change through the years with the actual bag ban happening. And even just driving through my parents' neighborhood in the street getting there, I would see plastic bags hanging in trees like ornaments and blowing across the street. And that's not there anymore. And it is still an option to have plastic bags if you purchase them in stores. So I have a feeling the people that get those bags, either they've forgotten their cloth bags or they're reusing them in their homes for various household purposes. And I just wanted to speak as somebody who has seen a positive change in Brownsville, which is not an easy city for changes like this to be made in, because people can be hesitant to follow through with these kinds of policies. But I think people of San Antonio and other cities can easily make this change, and you will see the change quite quickly because thousands of these are used every day, and I just think it's a great thing.
Okay, Kim, thank you for those comments. Appreciate that and your experience. Sharon wants to join the conversation. Sharon, welcome to The Source. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if something like this were to pass, how they would enforce it. Like, if it would be a peer pressure thing, or would they have, like, police officers in front of HEB making sure that...
The bag police. That's it, son. You pull over. You've got a plastic bag on you. No, so Sharon brings up a good question. Thanks for that call, Sharon. How is this enforced? Dia?
In other cities, there are penalties. If we are caught giving away plastic, I mean, there are fees per store. And it's a serious ordeal, and the cities do enforce it. But in both cities have a $1 fee associated. Plastic is an option for a dollar per transaction.
And have y'all talked about what kind of penalties there would be if there was a grocery store that didn't want to go along?
We haven't given any numbers, but we have suggested that it be something that the retailers consider opting into so that we don't have to have that fight. More importantly, we think that it's really up to the consumer. So if the consumer forgets their bags, they can choose to put everything back in that basket and take it back out to their car and somehow put it in their back seat of their car. Or they can pay a dollar a bag or whatever nominal fee is assessed for every plastic bag. And for in some cities,
a dollar a bag is not a nominal fee. I mean, I come out of HEB with like 20 bags.
Yeah. Well, if you pay a dollar for a plastic bag, you might as well just get a reusable bag, which is better anyway. And they're usually 99 cents.
Okay. All right. Let's get another caller on the air. Frank is on the line. Frank, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Frank.
To the HEB person, please don't take away our bags. And to a city council person, I get the feeling every other week or every other month, you know, it's a politician's scorecard, an issue, one issue or another. And secondly, I get the feeling like no matter what we think, no matter what we do, you know better than us. You know, that the trolley thing, the fluoride issue, the other issues, and it just seems that way. And thanks, ladies, and David, for giving me time. I'll listen to you guys off air.
All right, Frank, appreciate your comments. But I think Frank's like me. I use those bags at home a lot, and I would miss not having them to carry my lunch in and other things. I guess you hear that a lot from people, do you?
We do hear that a lot. And we're here to tell you that HEB does not want to take away your bags. You know, we're all for voluntary recycling, encouraging people to recycle, teaching people to recycle. It's good for the economy. It's, decreasing the use of plastic bags is good for our business and it's good for our community. But there are ways that this can be done to encourage recycling. And this is something, what you do with your bags is something very personal. A lot of people reuse them and they feel like they are reusable bags because they are reusing them.
Right. So, Andrew, we're hearing, you know, Frank, don't take away our bags, my bags. This is a social engineering problem because once you the bag leaves your hand and goes in the trash can or blows down the street, it's no longer your bag. It becomes our bag. And the city and the collective has to deal with that.
Absolutely. We pay city taxes and we have to have folks on staff to go clean that up. And that's an entire department's job in public works. It also wreaks havoc on the image of our city. If we want to be an SA 2020 city and we want to be growing and continue to attract people, big business doesn't want to come in and see trash on the street. And I'd like to also say something about the reuse. Reuse is great. The Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee applauds reuse. But the problem is you could reuse that same plastic bag six times. It will eventually wind up in a landfill. It will degrade and it will no longer be the plastic bag that you can use. So it still went up in a landfill. We still have a plastic issue. We still have an environmental issue.
Okay. And Kimberly, let's get Kimberly in on this. Kimberly, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I think my two points may have been made already. I heard a gentleman mention that he went to France and they require that you bring your own bags. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's a personal responsibility. And the other comment is that gentleman said that he thought that Walmart, HEB, et cetera, should give us those free bags, but they're not free. I know that every item in the grocery store or department store has a markup that has covers the cost of buying the bags. And then if you also have to pay the city to clean them up, we're really paying twice for that little plastic bag. I think reusing your own is a much better option. I'm all for the ban. I think it should go through.
Okay, Kimberly,
thanks
for those comments. And let me clear one thing up. People may not realize, though, there are exceptions to the ban. They want, if you go to the store, you still get plastic bags for things like meat and produce. Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Food safety is really important to us. And so in both towns that do have a ban, there are exceptions for meat and produce.
Let's get John in on this. John, welcome to The Source. John, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, as a tourist, I mean, I'm from San Antonio, but I visit cities like Portland or Seattle, some of these other cities that have a bag ban, and I see it as an important tool for educating people about recycling. You know, you have every tourist, every person visiting any store in a city that has a bag ban, and you are forced to learn about why a bag ban is important and what a good impact it has on the environment.
Okay, John, thank you for those comments. I'm going to try and get Michael in on this. A lot of great callers who want to get... Okay, Michael, you're on the air.
these plastic bags really help the poor people who have to ride the bus, because it enables them to carry the groceries home much more conveniently. And also these plastic bags can be used to throw away the garbage, and we have to wrap our garbage. So I think that it just shows no concern for the poor people of San Antonio who have to ride the bus. Thank you very much.
Okay, Michael, thanks you for that. And let me give you Andrea, since what do you think about that?
Well, we've heard Councilman Bernal also address that. And I'd like to just say, once again, HEB has been a great neighbor to the community by continuing to give away plastic bags in low-income districts. Why couldn't we expand that here in San Antonio even further?
So do you think the consumers of San Antonio can make this adjustment if we give them enough time and enough resources and just keep reminding them that, you know, this is a good alternative, right?
We need a solid education plan and to understand that this ordinance will impact families at a very different level depending on income level.
Right, and we need to help people along the way. Thank y'all so much for coming in talking. This is obviously something we're going to have to keep talking about. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.